Michael J. Epstein Memorial Library, and you're listening to Freeform Radio 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
Special storm update edition of In You All Along here on WMFO in Medford, 91.5 FM Tufts Freeform Radio. My name is Pete, and I will be staying with you here, huddled by the fire. The fire that was in you all along. How y'all doing there? Keeping warm? It's cold and it's getting colder. But you all know that because you endured through the bomb cyclone of 2018. The worst storm to hit in an entire year that is 4 days old. 5 days old. How quickly we forget that a day has passed since the day that began with such a devastating weather event. But other things happen, and I'm here to help you as much as anything to move on by digging deep within yourself and turning 20 years to the past. Yes, that's right. 20 years. That's what this show is going to be about a little bit. Because yours truly, your host, your DJ, me, Pete, here on In You All Along, moved to the Boston area for 2 years, 20 years ago this week. Sometimes you stay places 10 times longer than you expected. So I'm going to be sharing with you a morning of music that I was listening to during that first initial period, those first few months when I was getting settled in Boston. The soundtrack, I guess, to a new life. What's the soundtrack to your new life? Probably not this. But during this hour, you'll have a chance to think about that. Won't that be nice? We're all about personal growth here at In You All Along. Which is why it's time to grow right beyond all this blathering and right on into it. Here we go. Here's what I was listening to in the early days of 1998.
Heartbreak's easy like a paper chain. Nobody seems to know why. I traveled halfway, I came back again. Oh no, no, oh no, no, oh no, no. Time's ticking over at a rapid pace. Watching the years just fly by. The lights hang heavy on an aging face. Oh no, no, oh no, no, oh no, no. We'll be right back.
How's everyone enjoying 1998? I hope as much as I am, as I grapple with the fact that I'm 20 years older than when I purchased all of these CDs from something called a record store. I'll take you down memory lane, but I can't take you so far back as to teach you what a record store is. You can still visit some historical examples. Little sites peppered here and there across the landscape. They used to be everywhere, kind of like piles of snow are now. We just heard from Tortoise with In Sarah, Mencken, Christ, and Beethoven, There Were Women and Men, from 1998's album TNT from the Thrill Jockey label. I don't usually play long instrumental tracks here on In You All Along, but the record requires that I do today. Prior to that opus, we heard from Stereolab. I was listening to lots and lots of Stereolab in those days, as I always have. Though that was kind of at the waning days of my intense involvement with the group. And that was Iron Man, from the record of the same name, a 1997 single from the Duophonic label. Let me tell you about how it was in my day. In my day, we had to hear about possibly, there were already something called internet mailing lists then, and the word was that a record store in Bridgeport, Connecticut, God, what was the name of that place? Secret Sounds, perhaps? Had a few copies of this record, this very rare 45, with Iron Man on one side and the incredible He-Woman on the other. So what you did was, you called up, or you wrote to them, or something like that, and you sent them some money in the mail, and they sent you back a little cardboard box with a record inside. I got two of them. I think I gave one away. Somewhere in my life, I've got a cardboard box with Stereolab's Iron Man in it. And then they went and gave it all away on some kind of compilation you could just buy in a store. But it wasn't like that in the old days. We had to dig, and every song was so good because you couldn't, you fought and you dug and you researched and you got that one song and you got to tell your friends, look what I got. Oh man, my day, 1998. And we opened up with Beatnik Film Stars, also from a 45, but an EP with 8 songs on a 45. Go figure. That was from the Off-White Noise EP from 1998. That song was A Star in Descent. Right now, behind me is another Tortoise track from TNT called I Set My Face to the Hillside. It was kind of my motto that year. You guys keeping warm? I'm going to try to keep you warmer still with a little bit of this.
Favor, try to be a flavor. Never been there ever. Glyphite Lakes.
apologize to the staff and volunteers of WMFO. There appears to be a puddle of wetness beneath me here in Studio A, and I'm terribly ashamed. The snow on my boots has melted. What did you think I was talking about? Get your mind out of the gutter. We just heard Unbridled from Tsunami, from 1997's A Brilliant Mistake on Simple Machines Records. A brilliant little album, I think. It's not the coolest record, but it's a pretty cool record. It's very literary. There's even a song on there for you real literary nuts called David Foster Wallace. But the songs are just great little stories. A lot of them are about working and about being kind of overworked and underappreciated. And when I moved to Boston, my first job here pretty much dominated my life for 2 years. I was a newspaper editor. And so I didn't have a lot of time to go out and see music and get into the scene, which might be why I remember the few things I was listening to so well. Prior to that, we had All Natural Lemon and Lime Flavors with I Am Where You Were from the single of the same name, which I guess came out in 1996, according to one source. I only came across it then. Those guys were friends of mine among the many friends I left behind in New Jersey before I moved here that year. Fantastic sextet of spacey indie pop rock rockers. A phenomenal but too short output from those guys. I urge you to dig into it. And we started it out the set with Buffalo Daughter and Great Five Lakes from their New Rock album of 1998. That was a Grand Royal release. The Beastie Boys label was cranking out a lot of really cool, groovy stuff in those days. Those guys were from Japan. I don't know. And they had a really groovy sound, along with a lot of the other bands from their sort of local scene, which included the Pizzicato 5 and others. From their neighborhood in Tokyo. And I'm going to not say too much more about that because I don't really know what I'm talking about. Right now, we got another Tortoise track behind us called A Simple Way to Go Faster Than Light That Does Not Work, also from 1998's TNT. You know, we're required here at WMFO in Medford Tufts Freeform Radio to give a public service announcement every hour. We've got a big book of them here, and we've got some more that are pre-recorded. I'm going to make one up because I saw it on my way, and that is that the Massachusetts Emergency Management Agency urges you to clear out your vents around your house of snow to prevent carbon monoxide poisoning that can back up into your living space and kill you. Nobody should die from a snowstorm, and certainly not from something so preventable. My other public service announcement tip, please, please shovel your walks, people. It seems like a needless chore, but there are people that can barely get down the sidewalk when it's clear, and they need you to make sure there is no snow. This has been a public service announcement from me, your DJ, and Tufts Freeform Radio WMFO. Boy, our retrospective of 1998 is really moving along quickly here, especially as I eat up time yammering on. So let's let the music continue to speak for that time, shall we? Yes, we shall. Okay, that is gonna do it for this special look back at what I was listening to in 1998.